At this point, you might be wondering how stringently to apply these criteria. When we watch instruction, we often see a gray area, language use that is not as clear or detailed as a mathematician would like it to be, but also isn't terribly problematic. In these cases, we tend to give teachers the benefit of the doubt. On the other hand, there are some expressions and terms that are automatically recorded as imprecision because they violate mathematical principles or ideas and mislead students. We present some examples of these violations here. For instance, as we discussed before, the teacher might refer to reducing fractions or making bigger and smaller equivalent fractions. Again, given that we're talking about finding equivalent fractions, these expressions are not appropriate. Another case is when a teacher says, "You can't subtract a larger number from a smaller number." If this teacher were to clarify that this statement is only true for whole numbers, it would not be recorded as a language error. However, if he or she does not make this clarification, we record it as a language imprecision. The teacher is working in a content area in which this statement is true, but does not take care to make the statement more precise. Thus, we record it as a language imprecision rather than a mathematical content error. There are also instances of imprecision in language or notation that do not violate a mathematical principle or idea. Here are some examples. A teacher might say timesing instead of multiplying, minusing instead of subtracting, top and bottom numbers instead of numerator or denominator, and line instead of line segment. These are not automatically counted as imprecision in language. If they happen once or twice, we typically ignore them. However, if they occur repeatedly, if the topic they are describing is a major focus of the lesson, or if they occur in combination with other linguistic or notational imprecision, we do not consider them when scoring imprecision. Later in this presentation, when we consider specific clips, we're going to discuss examples about when it is okay to disregard some of these instances.